It's time again for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Two friends, Sarah Eaton and Joanna Seves, take us to their world of comic characters and conventions, beginning with a definition of cosplay.
It's short for costume play.
Yes. It's the art of dressing up and creating a costume.
Being this character. So ultimately, you could do it anywhere. You could do it in your backyard. But the goal is to take it to a convention. You can go on Amazon and buy your pre-made
Ruby's
Iron Man costume, whatever.
I could buy it for $7, or I could spend $92 on craft supplies and make it myself.
In 3 weeks and ruin the carpet in my craft room.
And lose feeling in my fingertips from the glue gun.
It's true. Or when we spray foamed our hands together, that was also fun.
That was great.
But when you take it to the convention, your $30 costume is whatever. Just another Iron Man or just another whatever
Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
whatever character.
The months and months of lost time character, you can't even walk. There are people standing there wanting to take their pictures with you, asking you about it. How did this? How did you do this? How did you get this in here?
Do you have a website? Do you make tutorials?
Yeah. Do you have a card? You are a rock star.
I had a little 4-year-old Darth Maul came up and tugged on my sweatshirt. I was dressed up like Jack Frost, a character from the kids' movie The Rise of the Guardians. And he thought I was Jack. And his mom said, he would really like a picture with you, Jack. Is that okay? And this little boy's face just lit up when I let him hold the staff and asked him who we were going to blast with it. You dress up like these characters. You are these characters. It's theater. It's fabrication of props and materials. It's sewing. It's art and painting. It's so many different things all together. It's research.
For me, the science geek in me is I get to research so much research, put this data together, put it in a spreadsheet, start figuring out all of my formulas to how I'm going to get this to work, and actually getting there and then seeing that finished product. It's picking up that little vial of clear liquid and being I isolated what I was looking for.
Yes.
Having that hanger with that costume on it. I got it.
It's so rewarding when you finish a costume and you walk out onto the convention floor and you hear your character's name shouted out. Hey, Jules, or hey, Psylocke, and people want a photo with you, and they recognize the effort you've put into it, and they love the character as much as you do. You get this character, you've read the comic, or you understand it, and you get to make new friends that way, too. Think of all of our friends in Salt Lake that...
It's true. We've made friends with the cosplay geek crowd. That's so cool. It's so rad that I can call someone and be like, I've got this piece of thermoplastic and I need to mold it into a mask that lights up. How do I do this?
And they're like, oh, you need to follow this and this and this and this and this step. Do you want to come borrow my power tools?
Yes.
Let's have tacos afterwards. And it's
tacos.
Just like, yes.
Veggie tacos. I'd like it to not be so weird to be weird in this town.
And it's so much easier to be weird when you can do it with a friend.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.